Good morning. It's Friday, July 29th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories along with other important things going on in our community. Today, tears flowed on this installation last week when the beloved and storied 40th Expeditionary Signal Battalion Command was inactivated at a ceremony on Brown Parade Field. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Next, some local history. Did you know that Fort Huachuca native David Parker served as the governor of the Panama Canal Zone from 1971 to 1975? He was born in 1919 and graduated from West Point in 1940. He served on the staff of Admiral Nimitz during World War II and on General MacArthur's staff in occupied Tokyo as chief of construction. In 1948, he earned a master's degree in civil engineering from Berkeley and went on to serve as lieutenant governor of the Panama Canal Zone from 1963 to 1965 before being appointed to the top job by Richard Nixon 6 years later. Today's history is brought to you by Benson Hospital. The team at Benson Hospital is always working towards building a healthier community. For example, when the Benson Food Pantry needed a new home, they worked with them to find one, and their staff even helped them apply for grants to support the mission. You can learn more about everything they're doing for our community by following them on Facebook at facebook.com/Benson Hospital. Now our feature story. Tears flowed on this installation last week when the beloved and storied 40th Expeditionary Signal Battalion Command was inactivated at a ceremony on Brown Parade Field. Army spokeswoman Tanya Linton explained that the unit known as Team 40 executes mission command and network communication support to echelons, corps, and below, enabling mission command during unified land operations. The 40th ESB on Fort Huachuca was led by Lieutenant Colonel Joseph A. Smith and Command Sergeant Major Matthew J. Halstead. Both men, headed to different assignments elsewhere, were lauded at the ceremony last Friday morning. Halstead was given a brigade coin and a meritorious service honor, Smith was awarded a meritorious service medal, and Army Colonel Brian Jacobson said the men were the right leaders for the right time for the organization. Linton noted that the Army has been restructuring its signal units. She also said that it's emotional because they're part of our family, and they've been a special part of the family because they're the only unit on Fort Huachuca that deployed as a unit rather than just individuals. The 40th Expeditionary Signal Battalion is one of the most decorated signal battalion in the Army. Typical of the post-World War II Army, the 40th was inactivated in 1946, only to be reactivated in 1950 at Camp Gordon, Georgia. After being reorganized in 1953, the 40th was redesignated as the 40th Signal Battalion and sent to participate in the occupation of Europe. While in Europe, and pursuant to President Truman's Executive Order 9981 of 1948, the 40th was the first signal battalion to desegregate. Later, the 40th would also go on to become the first signal unit to integrate genders. The 40th's next combat service came during the Vietnam War. Beginning in 1966, 40th was an active participant in every phase of the Vietnam War, ending with the ceasefire in 1973. 14 battle streamers were added to the battalion colors, along with 2 meritorious unit commendations. Then, in October of 1981, the 40th was reassigned to Fort Huachuca. In all, the 40th has earned 28 battle streamers and 5 meritorious unit commendations, Linton said. With additional service in countries such as Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Afghanistan, Poland, and the Horn of Africa, in addition to its extensive service throughout the U.S. Northern Command and the U.S. Pacific Command areas of responsibility, the 40th Expeditionary Signal Battalion's rich history is unmatched in the Army Signal Corps. Here is what Lieutenant Colonel Joseph A. Smith had to say during the ceremony.
So as you can see, Team 40's history is rich, and it didn't stop until basically December of this last year. However, this amazing organization and extensive history would not be possible without the soldiers you see standing before you and the past soldiers that were assigned to 40th ESB. And it's not just the soldiers, obviously. The teammates standing before you know my stance. It takes a family. So yes, it's the soldiers, but it's also the family. But for soldiers specifically, let's start back in World War II. Sergeants Decow, Barreto, for their outstanding service in World War II. PFC Buzank, Spec 4 Moser, and Spec 4 Eglin for their outstanding service, which I did not mention, in the 1980 Winter Olympics. Most recently, in the last 2 years, PFC Hillary, a 25 Bravo from Alpha Company, who took control of the ComSec requirements and supported 5th Corps' CPX and warfighter mission. Specialist Needham, Kadronowicz, Purnell's critical efforts to get the smart T terminals up to allow hardened communications across the AORs. The team chiefs, which we ask so much of, squad leaders, platoon sergeants, platoon leaders, company supply sergeants, battalion staff, PAO, the PBO, command drivers, First Sergeants Gonzalez, Canty, Herring, Miss Bagel, Kelly, Carciolo, company commanders, LaPred, Sally, Peace, Blue Thompson, Schmidt, and Rhodes, Operations Sergeants Major Johnson and Richmond, my Iron Majors, McManus, Gentry, Stedman, and countless other soldiers and family members that came together to ensure that we provided superb care and support for all teammates assigned to the 40th. Command Sergeant Major Halstead, hands down, the best non-commissioned officer that I've had the honor of serving with in my career. I've never witnessed a more compassionate, selfless servant as Command Sergeant Major Halstead. Thank you and Miss Meredith for everything that you've done for the team. Wish you and your family safe travels and continued success as you go to Fort Gordon and assume responsibility as a Brigade Sergeant Major of the 15th Regimental Signal Brigade.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living. Among older adults, falling is the leading cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain injuries, making falls a pressing health concern. At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, they have a free online assessment that can help you discover risk factors. By taking just a few minutes to fill out the evaluation, you might discover reasons you might not have previously considered. Being proactive is a great way to help yourself or a loved one stay safe. So visit fallriskassessment.com today to take a step towards safety. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com. You can also use the link in our show notes. Next, Desiree Rice and her husband, Josh, relocated to Douglas from the Seattle area in March 2020. Rice wasted little time in opening a business, Classy Cuts and Such, on 10th Street. She also chose to immerse herself in the community, beginning with a monthly cleanup effort that would focus on various parts of the community. On Sunday, July 24th, a small handful of volunteers, made up of members of the Douglas Elks Lodge, spent 2 hours walking through the alleys and along G Avenue picking up trash that had been thrown on the ground instead of in the trash bins that were in the vicinity. Last weekend marked the second anniversary of this project to make Douglas a little bit cleaner. Rice explained that there has been times it's been a struggle. She's finding it hard to get people in this town engaged and cleaning up this community. But Rice and others feel it's not a good look for Douglas to have all this garbage around. That's what keeps her going. Rice's cleanup efforts have stretched from the desert area south of Walmart to Airport Park and areas in between. Airport Park has been their most challenging area. Rice noted that they had a cleanup effort there for 2 months in a row, picking up all kinds of carpet, shoes, camouflage clothing, water bottles, knee pads. In fact, they've picked up probably 400 pounds of trash and have touched just a tenth of it. Rice keeps hoping to see more community engagement. She said at times she's discouraged, but she's not giving up. Luckily, thanks to the City of Douglas and the Douglas Elks Lodge, Rice has recently picked up sponsors for the event. For a while, she was supplying everything until she joined the Elks Lodge. That's when Debbie Wendt filed for a grant, which they ended up getting. With that, they have brought all the tools, garbage bags, and snacks that we use during these events. Another community cleanup effort is scheduled for August. It will be announced on Rice's Facebook page and shared on the pages of the Douglas Elks Lodge and the Douglas Dispatch page. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace, your helpful place. Let's talk outdoor grilling, broiling, smoking, and baking. At Ace, we offer Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Charbroil, and Uni. If you haven't Traegered your ribs, smoked a brisket on a Big Green Egg, broiled salmon on a Weber, grilled burgers on a Charbroil, or baked a pizza in 60 seconds on your Uni pizza oven, let's talk. Get the spices, rubs, sauces, fuels, and accessories to cook something new every day for weeks or even months to come. Shop Ace First since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. Head up to Dragoon and the Triangle Tea Ranch for their 13th annual Garlic Festival. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, the event features raffles, garlicky food, live music, and 45 different vendors. Bring your breath mints. Also, we're excited to announce that the Herald Review Media team has just launched a local e-commerce website specifically for Cochise County businesses to sell their products and services. Now you can shop 24/7 online at your favorite local businesses participating on loveshoplocalaz.com. Check it out. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Roger Gene Summerfield of Sierra Vista. He was a Sierra Vista resident for 39 years. Roger was born and raised in Wisconsin. He proudly served with the U.S. Army a total of 20 years, retiring at Fort Snelling, Minnesota in 1978 with the rank of Sergeant First Class. He served at many overseas locations, with his last being in Panama, earning the National Defense Service Medal and Meritorious Service Medal. He also served in Vietnam and was awarded the Vietnam Service Medal, Vietnam Campaign Medal, Meritorious Unit Commendation, and Bronze Star Medal. He was a lifetime member of the VFW. After he retired from the Army, he continued to work at the VA hospital before settling in Arizona, where he sold real estate for 15 years. Roger married Florence Sandra Summerfield in 1961 in Wisconsin. To their union, they adopted one daughter. Roger is survived by his loving wife of 60 years, his daughter, siblings, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment today to remember and celebrate Roger's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again next week. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager, Pascal, can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.